Hello, Richard. Hello there. Hello, Francesca. Nice to see you. Alan, Gabrielle. Hello, Gabrielle. Hey, Ron. Holly. Hello, Holly. Hi, Gigi. Isaac. Hello, Isaac. Hi, George. Hello, Diana. So lovely to be with you. Just a couple of words on. Usually, we start this meeting with a short meditation, the guided meditation, and then we can have a discussion, questions, whatever. And this meeting is recorded, by the way. To start with, maybe we could sit comfortably and turn our attention inward. And welcome our experience freshly. Whichever way our experience is appearing, the sound of the birds. The breath. Very gentle movement of the breath. Whatever thoughts may appear. To remain as you are without an interest in seeking any particular experience or any particular mind state. Each moment is a fresh moment. Of presence. Transparent. Effortless. The peace of being. And there is no one doing anything. The sun shines of its own. It shines as I, meaning I, this aware presence. appearing as hearing these words, appearing as the sensation of your feet on the ground. Appearing as the sound of traffic. Appearing as the gentle vibration of the body, universal vibration. In the freshness of this moment, in the freshness of each moment, all is well. Because there is no need to achieve anything. Because in the true moment, there is no time. It's the eternity of being, of awareness. So we don't need to hold on to any images. About ourselves or about others. Because these images are empty. They have no real significance. And these images are not true. Because our true meeting is beyond images. It's a meeting of love. The meeting of reality, meeting itself. Truth, meeting itself. Love meeting itself. So living the non-dual understanding is living peace, living freedom, living oneness, living the eternity of being. Rather than living the story about me, about you, the story about life, rather than living as an entity in time and space, as a woman, as a man, as a person, we live as reality, the reality of universal consciousness, universality of being. We simply need to let go of any self-definition, letting go of the definition of others as well, so there can be a fresh meeting, a fresh moment of being. Because our stories about ourselves and our stories about others are like dead corpses. Which we drag along. It's strenuous. Complicated. Whatever we're protecting is just a ghost, an illusion protecting itself. Like somebody wearing a mask and then wearing another mask too. Cover the previous mask, a life of masks. What for? Where is the love and the beauty and the freedom in wearing a mask? Hiding, protecting what? Everything around us is flowing, the wind, the sky, the clouds, waves on the surface of the ocean, the heartbeat. The universal pulsation, universal manifestation. And we are not apart from that.